This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the Word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings. This is Dina Marie of Faith Moments. Welcome to our weekly podcast where we ponder and proclaim the Sunday Mass readings. Well, we've entered the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We've also turned the calendar to the month of August, another, you know, summer-filled month. In fact, I think about today, if you're watching the YouTube post of this Faith Moments podcast, I have behind me the backyard grove at Our Lady of Peace Retreat House. These are all apple and plum trees. They fill their backyard, and there's a beautiful piece of property today on August 3rd will be transformed into an amazing annual barbecue. And so the sisters have been doing this for, I don't know, around 60 years. And it's a great opportunity for families and friends and supporters and retreatants to come to Our Lady of Peace Retreat House in Beaverton. And, you know, what is the bounty that comes from your heart? And what is the treasure that you hold in your hands? Do you hold it tight in your hands, or do you share it like the sisters do at Our Lady of Peace, and they share their gift of faith with their neighbors? That's really one of the themes we're going to cover today in the readings. In fact, the little thread that I am pulling out of these readings: open hand, open heart. Open hand, open heart. And I just want to start with this little reflection that comes from the Magnificat for today, Sunday, August 3rd. It says this, and helps to set the mood for today's readings that we'll hear. "As Christians, our true home is not this passing earth, but the new heavens and the new earth. We are called to live this life as a gateway to eternity. The Father has created us in His image and has raised us up into the heavenly reality in virtue of His Son, Jesus. Let us remain in awe of this reality and strive after its fulfillment." Amen. Again, this is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and this is the collect for today's Mass. Let us pray. "Draw near to Your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in You as their Creator and guide, You may restore what You have created and keep safe what You have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen." And just a thought as we look at that collect prayer, I like to open it up just a little bit. You know, in the opening line, we're inviting God to draw near to us. I mean, in reality, God is always near to us, right? Think about Adam and Eve at the very beginning of Genesis, and they have tasted the apple, which they were forbidden to taste. And so they've gone astray. They've turned away from God, although God's presence is right there. Sometimes we turn away. Sometimes our actions, sometimes our hands and our heart are holding so close to the things that we want, the ways that we want to go, so that we've hardened our hearts and clung to earthly pleasures instead of the treasure of God. But we're asking the Lord to draw near to us and answer our prayers with unceasing kindness.
and to restore that which God has created. He created us. We're asking to be restored again for that new heaven and a new earth. So let that be your prayer. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You turn man back to dust, saying, "Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch in the night." If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, open hand, open heart. What's the opposite of that? A closed hand, a clenched hand, a hand that's holding something tight, a hand that's not prepared to receive help or aid. I think about the many movies or TV shows where you see somebody at the top of a precipice and they're just about to slip and fall down and they're hanging on to that edge. I think of like a Star Wars movie and they're holding on with both hands. And there's somebody right above that's saying, give me your hand, give me your hand. And what do they have to do? They're holding on for dear life, this cliff, but they have to let go and open up their hand to receive the help, to receive the gift, the aid. Do you have an open hand? Not to seek, not like, I want you to give me, but to be open to receive the generosity, the gifts that God has. And then again, that reveals what's in our heart. If we have a clenched hand, we typically have a hard heart. We heard this in the Psalm today from Psalm 90. If today you hear his voice, and if you hear the voice of God, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart. Don't turn away from that voice of hope, of truth, of beauty. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. In the opening reading, which is from Ecclesiastes, and if you read chapter 1, and then this is part of chapter 2, you see that this is from the king, a very prominent, a very wealthy, a very knowledgeable, and a king full of wisdom, this Qoheleth. But he starts kind of asking these questions about, what does it really matter that I'm accumulating? I have all of these silver and gold, and I have so many people who are serving me. I have servants, I have land, I have all of these things. And yet at the end of the day, this also is vanity. And it kind of goes on and on and on. It's a great book to read and reflect upon. For what profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of heart? Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, we heard about the story of Jesus going to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and Martha is in the kitchen just anxious and cooking and preparing and doing all of these things because she has a guest. And then Mary has chosen the better thing, to sit, to listen, to have an open hand, have an open heart, to listen to the Lord. Now, Martha could have still been doing the same things she was doing, but not with a hard heart, not to be thinking, well, how come my sister isn't helping me? To have a heart that is complaining and now kind of grumbling about what she's doing. She could have done that same job of hospitality, of preparing the food, and just being joyful about this guest, Jesus, who was with her. She could have had a open hand and an open heart, and even thinking, wow, I'm so glad that my sister has this time to be with the Lord. I'll have my time. It's a different perspective. It's a different attitude. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Or do you have an attitude? Or do you have an attitude, right? Have you heard somebody say, she's got an attitude, he's got an attitude, they've got a bad attitude? Because you think it's all about you. And Qoheleth in this book of Ecclesiastes is reminding us that all things are passing. All things are passing. St. Paul in the letter to the Colossians reminds us, and we hear this in a few different places in the scriptures, seek what is above. You know, keep your eyes on the Lord on the main goal. Keep the main thing, the main thing. There's a song. The main thing is the main thing. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That is eternal life. That is salvation of souls. That's the main thing. So keep your focus. Yes, we care for our family. We pay the bills. We pay the taxes. You know, we prepare the way. We clean our homes. We clean our children. You know, we take care of what has been entrusted to us. It doesn't belong to us. You know, this orchard behind me, the garden that I have in my backyard, and the few little fruit trees that we have, they're not ours. God has given them to us to take care of. And the surplus and the things that we receive, we can share. We're going to hear about that in the gospel reading, aren't we? But again, I love that St. Paul reminds us to think of what is above, not on what is on this earth. Don't dwell and be anxious about all of these things. See, the technology of the day, the technology, the media wants you to think about all of the things that are going on. All of the wars, all of the disasters, all of the things with taxes and tariffs and tragedies, they want you to concentrate on that. Please resist. Please resist. Yeah, we pray for our country. We pray for the world. Yeah, we put those things in prayer, but we don't occupy them so that we become anxious and worried. And then what do? We forget our focus and that our tethering must be on the Lord and that we live a life that's filled with joy because we are who we are, because we are whose we are. We belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. But Christ is all and in all. That's in his letter to the Colossians. So here's this parable that Jesus teaches the crowd. And you know, it's interesting. Somebody just comes up to Jesus and asks this. So think about this question. Tell my brother to share. Tell my brother to share something that doesn't belong to me, something that I don't really have any reason to have other than I want it. Tell my brother to share. I think Martha kind of said that same thing to Jesus, right? With tell my sister to help me. And Jesus is probably going, oh my goodness, will these people just listen? Share the inheritance that he got with me. And Jesus is going to say, well, I'm going to use this as a teaching moment because I'm not your arbitrator and judge. Although in reality, Jesus will be the judge. He is the judge. He's the judge, merciful judge, but a good and right judge, a just judge. So he has this story about a man who has a prolific harvest, and it's more than he can even consume probably in a year. And he has all of this bounty. And isn't it interesting? He's going to spend all of this time and effort, seeing that he's got this bounty, tearing down good barns to build bigger ones so he can store this bounty for the future. A future that we have no control of. We don't have any control of the future. We only have today. And so he's going to store up all of these things. Maybe you think about your investments. Maybe you think about your bank account. Maybe you think about you're going to move money from this account to this account to this stock and bond or whatever, and to store them up for the future. And he's missing out on the beauty of today. There's probably somebody in his neighborhood that would benefit wonderfully by just a few things in his bounty. Could he open his hand and share? Could he open his heart and share with what he has? Thus it will be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. They'll be fools. They're foolish. They're living a foolish life. And that's part of the question. I think I'm asking myself, you know, where do I put my focus? Even the little things that each of us have, we're asked to share those things. We're asked to provide. When we've been given something, it's an opportunity for us to give back. There's a couple things here in conversation with God that I just wanted to highlight. And again, because this takes us to death, right? The ultimate is truth. One of the ultimate truths is we're all going to die. And so where is that in our mind? Where is that in how we live our lives? Because death is that next entrance into a different existence. So it says here, death is not the end of existence, but the beginning of a new life. Christians cannot write off or minimize the importance of our temporal existence, since it is the very means by which we prepare for our definitive life with God in heaven. How do we live this life? It's going to prepare us for one way or the other. We're going upstairs or downstairs. To yield a rich harvest before God, we have to sanctify this same ordinary life and the use of material goods. So bless the work of our hands. In that psalm, we heard, prosper the work of our hands, so that what we work on with our hands, with our voice, with our eyes, with our ears, with our manual labor, with our intellect, all those things that we work on, bless the Lord. Lord, bless this work so it will be a blessing to others. Is that how you approach your work, your service, your way of being a citizen in the area that you live, the way in which you care for your children or your children's children or your neighbor's children or those children who need our prayers and care? It goes on to say, the absence of some good, if it is God's will, should not take away our peace. Right? The one man said, I want some of my brother's inheritance. Well, he didn't have some of that good. Well, that shouldn't take away your peace, it says. We should know how to be happy in times of prosperity and in times of adversity. I think about holy matrimony, the sacrament of marriage. One of the vows that we make is in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad times. We don't leave the relationship because things aren't going good, because we don't have money to pay this bill, because you're sick, because I broke my leg. No, it's a covenant relationship that we stick in together forever. And when we root that with the Lord, he gives us the grace in sickness and in health. Whether we are rich or poor, we should share what we have with others. I want to just close with this little poem that is attributed to St. Teresa of Avila. There's a great song. And if you go onto Donna Corey's website, donnacorey.com, she has a beautiful collection of music. And one of them is this song called Bookmark. And it's from Prayers of the Great Saints. And one of the great saints, of course, is a doctor of the church, St. Teresa of Avila. And this is entitled God Alone. And it totally fits with this whole theme, you know, open heart, open hand. Let nothing disturb you, nothing frighten you. All things are passing, all things are passing. With patient endurance, all things are gained. One whom God possesses wants nothing, nothing. God alone is enough for me. God alone is all I need. I want for nothing, since I am his own. I have everything in God alone. I want nothing, since I am his own. I have everything in God alone. So open up your hand, open up your heart, and let the Lord work through your heart and your hand to bring more souls to his sacred heart. God be with you.
You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie. reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.